Hey guys, welcome to The Seeking with me, Fabiola. I can't believe we're on season four. Oh God, it's literally, I think someone wrote to me on Instagram. I was like, oh, it's been 3 years since you last recorded. I'm so happy to be back. And, you know, it just feels right to be back at this time during, you know, my life and everything that's going on. I am feeling so good, full of energy. It has been a roller coaster since I last recorded the previous episode, but you know, I'm so thankful to the people around me, to God I give the glory. And yeah, I am so, so happy, and I'm back with season 4 episode 1, which is I Know Who I Am, But Do You Know Who You Are? So it's kind of, the Holy Spirit really spoke to me, because it took me 28 years before I dive into starting the podcast to figure out who I am and, you know, what triggers me, what are my boundaries, what I want as in for my future, what I want in a workplace, what I want in a relationship with someone, what am I looking for? And yeah, I feel like this year it's been like an awakening, a soul awakening. I can say hand on heart that I found myself, and it hasn't been easy. When you're a Christian, you get everything's thrown at you, left, right and center. And there'll be a minute where you're like, oh my God, there's peace, there's calm. And then there'll be like another roller coaster. I call it the domino effect. One of my guy friends was like, we're going to call it the domino effect. And I said, Oliver, that is true. We call it the domino effect. But before I start, I just wanted to say a huge thank you to everyone on Instagram, Spotify, TikTok, people that message me and say to me, your life has, your words, your life, what you've gone through, I can relate. It means a lot. I don't do this to become TikTok famous or Instagram famous. I do this because this is my purpose in life. God has called me to do this. There's some sort of light and energy within me that attracts people that, you know, are broken and happy, and people that need advice and need to seek the word of God. And I'm more than happy for God to use me as his vessel, I am his child. So he will always put those around me that need help and guidance. And it means a lot. My podcast has reached like over 250 countries worldwide. I never in a million years thought that it would go viral, and people from different countries messaging me, Muslims countries, everywhere. And I have to give glory. I need to like testify and give glory to God, because this is all his work. I would never ever take credit for what he does. And yeah, so what I usually do is I pray that whoever's reading this, whether you're broken, you're lost, that God would guide you, and God wants you to seek him. And as a Christian, I just pray that God will heal your family, God would heal whatever your trauma, your past trauma, I keep seeing the word trauma. God will heal everything that's broken, and he will restore you. He will restore you because he is the Alpha and Omega. He is the provider. He is there waiting for you. But are you willing to seek him with all of your heart? Because sometimes people say, oh, you know, I pray every day and I praise. But are you actually seeking him with all your heart? Or are you getting distracted by people, situations, and places? Are you in the right place? Is that place providing for you? And I know exactly why the Holy Spirit is talking to me about places, because I think someone that will hear this podcast is in the wrong crowd. If you're not in the wrong crowd, you're in the wrong place. If you can move to a different area, start off completely a new chapter, do it. Do it, because I can feel it, that there will be miracles coming your way. There will be blessings coming your way. And I promise you, when it pours, it will pour. When God says, yeah, no man or no one can say no. So, dear Lord, Today, I pray that you give me the strength, your words that you want the people who will listen to this podcast to take. Lord Jesus, I give you thanks for everything that you have done in people's life, for the testimonies that will come out of this podcast and those that are listening to this. They will have amazing days to come. Psalms 30 says, tears may come at night. Tears may come at night, but joy comes in the morning. There is joy that is coming. Believe it and receive it. Oh Lord, I pray that you put all your children under your wing, Lord. I pray that you heal them. I pray that there, if there is someone going through a dark situation, mental health issues, anxiety, depression, that you will heal them, Lord, because you are the one that can bring miracles into people's life. If you're broken because you've just gone through a bad relationship, that's okay. Rejection is redirection. Maybe that's not the right person for you. And that's okay. Because when you let go, you're allowing God, you're trusting him to come into your life and do what he always does. Make miracles, bring joy, bring blessings. And in Jesus' mighty name, amen. So I first wanted to dive into a scripture that was spoken by Peter. And in the Bible, Peter, I see him as like such a man of wisdom. And, you know, Peter says, it says like this, "But you are the chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into wonderful light." I really want to emphasize the sentence, "who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light." Darkness into this wonderful light. If you're going through a battlefield right now, if you keep thinking to yourself, "Oh, Fab, you know, my life is just like, it's just dark, dark, dark." No, 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 no. You are his wonderful light. You're a chosen child of God. You are enough and you are worthy. You're worthy of blessings. You're worthy of love. You're worthy of having a peaceful life. You're worthy of attracting everything that you want. You are worthy. God loves you. God wants you. And, you know, throughout my whole life, especially now, God has been pruning me. I've had people message me and say, "You're going through a season right now, but God is working within you." And God is pruning me so I can become his perfect masterpiece. You know, I wouldn't be here where I am today recording with confidence in the word of God. I haven't prepared a script. I don't do scripts. I tell you what, my microphone, I ordered a microphone to do podcasting and I don't even have the correct cable for it. This is all from God and from my experiences in life. So it took me 28 years to figure out who I am. I've been on a journey of healing, letting go, forgiving, and dealing with broken relationships and learning to trust in God. Learning to trust in God when it feels like the world is ending around you. And that's what faith is. Faith is not knowing where you're going and like not seeing it with your own eyes, but trusting that there will be blessings coming. And I kept telling myself, like, you know, faith is not easy. And I tell you, as a Christian, I get shaken most of my months. I tell you, this year I've been shaken left, right and center since January started. But I know that there are blessings coming my way. I know that God is going to restore. The rejection was a redirection. The broken relationship or friendships, it was meant to happen. These people, perhaps you're in a journey where you're losing friends, and that's okay. You're not born to fit in the crowd. You're born to stand out. And that's what I do. I know I'm unique. I know I'm special. I know I'm different. And I've never ever come into this world and think to myself, oh, Fab, you need to fit in the crowd. No, no. We're not here to fit in the crowd. You know, the book of Daniel chapter 3, the three kids, they didn't want to fit in. They didn't want to be cool in a crowd and, you know, smoke or drink, etc. They were unique and they were born to stand out. When you're born to stand out, people will not see you. You'll be called the weirdo of the class. Oh, she's weird. No, we're not weird. We're unique. We're God's children. So we were never meant to fit in this world. Because this is all temporary. It's not permanent. You know? So if you can take something, is do not let the devil bring you down. Do not let negative thoughts bring you down. Do not wake up each day and go, oh, here I am. I'm back in another toxic workplace, toxic friendships, toxic relationship. It's your choice. It's your choice to be there. And maybe if you're in a toxic environment, maybe God is working within you. So the next job that you're going to, you won't get triggered. And that's exactly what God is doing. Do not allow negative thoughts and the devil to dim your light. You're too special. You're amazing. And I feel like there'll be like a lot of women listening to my podcast. I don't know. I get this vision that there'll be people that are going through struggles, relationships where you don't know your worth. Girl, know your worth. Know your worth. Set boundaries. Boundaries are so important. When I set boundaries, I don't intend to hurt the other person. I'm just kind of like protecting myself. And when I do that, I do it in a way I've learned in the past that I would just like, my words are very strong, as you can tell. So I would always shoot arrows with my words and cut people deep. And this year I kind of said, no, you're going to take a step back and you're going to learn how to set boundaries and you're going to learn to write them in an appropriate way that you're not hurting people. And my intentions are never to hurt anyone. And set boundaries in your life. Don't put up with things that you don't want to put up with. You don't have to. But I promise you that God will take you from the mud pit on top of the mountain. So do not allow the devil to dictate who you are. My question to you now is, will you allow the devil to win or will you surrender to God? God loves you. God wants you. And most importantly, he will not let you down. I have called this year the year of healing, the year where the seeds have been planted and I will watch the plants grow, the year where boundaries are set, the year where I do not take anything for granted, the year where I love myself and I found myself. And it's okay that the people that are around you, they might not understand your transformation, but if they don't understand it, then they're not meant to be in your path. If you're feeling lost, if you're feeling depressed, if you're feeling anxiety because there's a certain specific situation that you're currently going through, I hope by listening to this podcast, you allow me to guide you to the Word of God. God loves you. He wants you. But do you want him enough? And this takes me back to where, so I'm currently having counseling and one of the things that I struggle with is confidence. People look at me and they're like, oh my God, she must be the most confident person in the world, or, you know. And deep down, I'm not, but I'm learning to work on it. And, you know, when the counselor asked me like, oh, do you look in the mirror and do you say, you know, like, oh, I love myself. I love my acne scars. I love my, I don't know, my stretch marks. I love my body. you know, and I said to her, well, I do love myself. I know my worth. And she said, no. When you look in the mirror and you see the body image that you are, do you love yourself? And I said, well, Instagram and TikTok nowadays, we have to be like a certain shape, a certain size, a certain... We always have to have a certain look, you know, the fake eyelashes, the lips, you know, materialism. And it took me back because I said, wow, I don't love myself enough, you know, like I should look in the mirror without makeup and with my acne scars and be like, these are my flaws, but I'm happy with them. So if you don't learn how to love yourself and accept yourself, my question to you is, how do you expect that guy to love you when you don't love yourself? And it is hard because every woman out there and every man, we have insecurities, whether, you know, you're not happy with your nose or you're not happy with your lips or your body. But if you don't love yourself enough and know who you are as a person, when the next person comes into your life, you're both going to trigger each other because you're not ready. You're not ready. That's why I said, like, this year I have learned who I am and I will embrace my flaws and my acne scars, and I will, you know, walk into the room and know exactly who I am. I'm a child of God. I want people to see God. When they see me, I want them to see God's influence, God's light. That's what I'm here for, you know? And it's important to always count your blessings. No matter how tough life is, what are you grateful for? Every day I go to bed and I now have a journaling book, believe it or not. And I say, I'm grateful for this. This happened today and I'm grateful for this person. I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful for my friends. And I have such a good community of friends. They know who they are because I adore them to bits. And it's just being grateful. You know, if every day you keep saying, oh, this is going wrong, I hate that person, or bitching about people, how are you going to attract good energy? You know, in the Bible, it says, love your neighbors, love your enemies, pray for them. And it's funny because I found I'd gone through something back at university where it was just enemies, you know. And I couldn't get myself, like, even 2 years ago, I couldn't get myself to forgive them for what they did. And now I'm like, I forgive you. Why? Because I'm doing it for myself, to set myself free. And not only that, but, you know, if God says forgive your enemies, I have to forgive. I am his, he's using me. So I'm his child. I've got to forgive and let go, you know? So just remember that, you know, God is the Alpha and Omega. He's the provider. He's the healer. He is the one that wipes my tears. He is the one that swims ocean for me when no one else did. I know that God will be taking me from the mud pit on top of the mountain. When we are elevating, the devil will throw everything at us. This week, the devil knew I was back to podcasting. And I tell you what, everything went wrong. It was one thing after the other. And I said, you know what? That's fine. It did test me 100%. But I said, don't worry. I started praising. And I called one of my friends and they were like, you're a woman of God. You're going to get tested. You shouldn't even be calling me about. You shouldn't even be, you know, calling me and being like, oh, this happened and that. You should just be laughing at it. Learn to laugh. When something goes wrong, laugh. That's my challenge for you. Have a laugh. Just be like, okay, it is what it is. Let it go. But God, once again, has said to me, focus on me. Be the light and attract the correct people into your path, into your journey. I feel like there's so many people that they, because of society, they just want to hang around with like the popular people to fit in the crowd. You're not here to fit in. If you know that you're special and there's something within you that is different from everyone else, then why would you want to dim your light to fit in? Don't do it. Be you. That is your power. No one can dim your light. And always know your worth. Know your worth. I can't emphasize more on that. As a woman, know your worth. Be a Ruth. Be a Esther. The right person will come at the right time and meet you halfway. We want everything right now, and that's me. I mean, everyone that knows me, I want the house, I want the kids, I want the husband, I want the Boas, I want the right job, I want everything now. But life has been actually saying, no, not right now, because you're not ready. You know, there are still things that I need to work on. I can love myself, I know my worth, but, you know, there are things that I need to work on. And that's why I've made a decision to seek help. So hence why I'm doing the counselling, because it's helping me. There were past childhood traumas that if I didn't speak about them, when I have my kids, I won't be able to even help them, because I'm just, you know, it will just trigger me somehow. So I just want to say that when you learn who God is, you will be blessed beyond imaginations. When you seek him with your whole heart, when you're praising on this, in you know, when you're praising wherever you are, and when you start crying, that's kneeling down. That's saying to God, I need you, step into my life, restore. Whatever has been taken, you will restore and you will bring it back into my life. That's saying to God, God, I give it all to you. I surrender. If it's not your will, it shall not happen. If it's, it is your will, it will happen. And my question to you now is, have you been abused? Have you been rejected, left alone, abandoned, left to suffer? Turn to the Word of God. This is why we dive into the Word of God. This is why I seek him, because when I praise, I feel so much better when I praise. You know, there is a song that goes, my God is awesome. He can move mountains. Yes, he can, and he will. He will move those mountains. He will give you peace. He will give you happiness. But you got to seek for him first. He's there waiting for you with his arms open wide. But are you actually ready to seek him with all your heart? Because the thing is, when you're ready, God will remove everyone. Oh, I tell you, God has removed so many people out of my life. Like friends, man, everything, you know. And I know it's him protecting me. And this is to do with the past, not now, but it's him protecting me, because he knows I deserve so much more. And I'm aware of that. And it's not about being angry at him when he removes the pieces from the puzzle. It's about saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you. That person didn't see my worth. Bye. That friendship didn't work. Bye. New people will come into your life and new people will bring you so much joy. But do not let your past traumas, do not let your situation right now dictate who you are, dictate the person that you're meant to become, the person that you will become, you know? Keep shining. when you love yourself and when you know your worth and when you know who you are as a person, life will bless you, my friend. Life will bring you so much joy. And I've been telling one of my closest friends, and she knows who she is, there's so many good things coming. I can feel it. And when you know that there are blessings because you have been patient and you have gone through the journey, and my journey hasn't been easy, you kind of like, when that joy comes and when those blessings come, I know I'm going to be the happiest person. So to summarize this podcast, I want you to take notes. If you need help, seek help. You know, it's okay not to be okay, but it's not okay to be left in the same position. Time is flying nowadays. If you need counseling, get the counseling. It actually shows that you're actually strong for going, right, I need help. I need to heal. Do it for your future. Do it for your future husband, your future wife. Do it for yourself. Get the help that you need. But most importantly, seek God because he loves you. And I wouldn't be here without him. You know, God speaks through me, and he'll send someone to tell me certain things about my life. And it's amazing. It's just amazing how he works. I hope that you see how much I love him and how much I seek him. And there's not a day that I will not pray, even if I'm angry at him, which I have been in the past because I do not understand his plans. But we're not here to understand his plans, because there's always a time and a place for everything under the heavens. And God loves you. If I could summarize this podcast, I want to say he loves you. He wants you. And if there is someone listening to this, that I could just feel it. There will be someone that's unsure about their religion, and you think the religion I'm in is not for me. I want to come to Christianity, or I'm not here to persuade you. It's down to you whether you want to make that change in your life. There is something holding you back, and you're worried what other people will think. That's okay. You're not here to fit in. You have been chosen for a purpose. You have a beautiful future ahead, but you're in the wrong religion. And sometimes when that happens, you're kind of like, I feel like God is saying, blocking blessings, block. Tell them, blocking blessings, blocking blessings. Don't block your blessings. Don't do it. I can also feel someone going through depression, and the devil has been coming at you left, right and center. Do it, do it, do it. End your life, end your life, end your life. And that's a pattern, an ongoing pattern. You're not worthy, you're not worthy. No, you are worthy. You are enough. Don't let the devil dictate your thoughts. Don't do it. Because I promise you, by ending your life, you're not going to achieve anything. Not only that, but you don't know what the future is so bright. Don't do it. Seek God or message me if you can relate to everything that I've said. If you think that what I spoke, what God has spoken through me relates to you, message me. I'm always happy. Everyone that knows me, like, I'm always like, I'm a huge texter. I love texting, so I'm always available. And yeah, so I want to end it with, you're worthy, you are loved, you are enough, but most importantly, know who you are. Dig deep. And find your worth, and find your value, and find your joy, and find your peace. Because no one's going to do it for you. If you don't put the work, no one's going to do it for you. God wants you. God wants to restore you and he wants to help you. But if you're blocking your path and you're not seeking him and you're spiraling out of control, you're doing things, you're in the wrong crowd, doing the wrong things, how do you expect God to come into your life? You got to be willing to change your life. And then he will step in. So I just want to do a quick prayer. And the scripture that's come into my mind, it's Psalms 10. So I'm just going to read. Oof, that's the scripture. Someone is feeling like, let me read it first. It says Psalms 10. Why, Lord, do you stand far off? Why do you hide yourself in times of trouble? In his arrogance, the wicked man hands down the weak, who are caught in the scheme he devises. He boasts about the graving of his heart. He blesses the greedy and reviles the Lord. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. It's quite a big scripture, but I want you to go back and read it. This is for someone that will listen to this podcast. You are questioning God. You are saying, why, Lord, you stand far off? But maybe you're the one that's standing far off from him. Maybe you're the one that's not seeking him. Maybe you're the one that's you're anger towards God. And you're saying to yourself, God, why do you hide yourself in times of trouble? But God is not hiding. He's there. He's waiting for you. Kneel down in your room. Find a place in your house and worship him. Give him the glory. Because God will not let you down. He will not let you down. Verse 12, it says, arise, Lord, lift up your hands, which what I just said. Oh, God, do not forget the helpless. And you question him and you say, why does the wicked man revile God? God was tested. Daniel was tested in the Bible. David was tested with Goliath. We're going to get tested. We are. But how are we going to deal with the situation? And I want to end it with verse 16, which says, the Lord is keen forever and ever. The nations will perish from his land. You, Lord, hear the desires. He hears us. He knows our pain. He knows our struggle. He knows what's bothering us. He knows the situation. He knew us before he formed us. You encourage them and you listen to their cry, defending the fatherless and the oppressed so that they're merely earthly mortals and will never strike again. So guys, I want to say that God loves you and he is king, like it says in this scripture. He is king forever and ever. There is no one that can change your life. There is no one that can disrupt your future. They can try and they will try. Come on, look at Daniel, David, all of them. They will try. But it's about knowing that you have God and that's all you need in this world. So guys, I hope the podcast helped you, and let me know your feedback. Let me know if you want us, what topics you want me to talk about. Is it body image? Is it depression again? I've done a series about depression. Is it anxiety? I suffer from anxiety a lot. I get triggered all the time. So maybe I will go back. And on my next podcast, I will have some guests and we will just have like a chat about a specific topic. So please let me know what topics you want me to discuss. And thank you so much. I hope that this podcast blesses you. It changes your life. And I hope that you can take something from it. I think that's what I want most people to do. You know, just take something from it. If it's one specific word and you work on it and you study it, then that's perfect. So thank you so much, guys. I hope you have a beautiful week ahead. I hope it will be full of blessings. It will be full of joy. It will be full of peace. And happy Sunday. And God loves you. Thank you so much.